Welcome to Young Nak Church of LA with Bible Time. It is my privilege to share the Word of God with Young Nak families. My name is Jessica Wan, and I'm serving our Young Nak kids. Let's start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us an opportunity to read your Word and meet you once again. We come before you. Please forgive all our sins with the blood of Jesus at this time. Let the Holy Spirit reside in us so that we may be able to listen to your words. Remember your words and obey your words. Please come and touch us and heal us and reconnect us as we share the Book of Zechariah at this time. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open up the Book of Zechariah chapter 9 through 10. I am reading from the HCSB version. Zechariah chapter 9 is on page 902 in my Bible. Let's read together. The word of the Lord is against the land of Hadrach, and Damascus is its resting place. For the eyes of men and all the tribes of Israel are on the Lord. And also against Hamath, which borders it, as well as Tyre and Sidon through. They are very shrewd. Tyre has built herself a fortress. She has heaped up silver like dust, and gold like the dirt of the streets. Listen, the Lord will impoverish her and cast her wealth into the sea. She herself will be consumed by fire. Ashkelon will see it and be afraid, Gaza too, and will writhe in great pain, as will Ekron, for her hope will fail. There will cease to be a king in Gaza, and Ashkelon will become uninhabited. Mongrel people will live in Ashdod, and I will destroy the pride of the Philistines. I will remove the blood from their mouths and the detestable things from between their teeth. Then they too will become a remnant for our God. They will become like a clan in Judah and Ekron like the Jebusite. I will set up camp at my house against an army, against those who march back and forth, and no oppressor will march against them again. For now I have seen with my own eyes. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout in triumph, daughter Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and victorious, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The bow of war will be removed, and he will proclaim peace to the nations. His dominion will extend from sea to sea, from the Euphrates River to the ends of the earth. As for you, because of the blood of your covenant, I will release your prisoners from the waterless cistern. Return to a stronghold, you prisoners who have hope. Today I declare that I will restore double to you, for I will bend Judah as my bow. I will fill that bow with Ephraim. I will rouse your son Zion against your son's Greece. I will make you like a warrior's sword. Then the Lord will appear over them, and his arrow will fly like lightning. The Lord God will sound the trumpet and advance with the southern storms. The Lord of hosts will defend them. They will consume and conquer with sling stones. They will drink and be rowdy as if with wine. They will be as full as the sprinkling basin, like those at the corners of the altar. The Lord their God will save them on that day, as the flock of his people, for they are like jewels in a crown, sparkling over his hand, over his land. How lovely and beautiful they will be. Grain will make the young man flourish, and new wine the young woman. Let's read chapter 10. As the Lord for rain in the season of spring rain, the Lord makes the rain clouds, and he will give them the showers of rain and crops in the field for everyone. For the idols speak falsehood, and the diviners see illusions. They relate empty dreams and offer empty comfort. Therefore, the people wander like sheep. They suffer affliction because there is no shepherd. My anger burns against the shepherds, so I will punish the leaders. For the Lord of hosts has tended his flock, the house of Judah. He will make them like his majestic steed in battle. The cornerstone will come from Judah. The tent peg will come from them, and also the battle bow and every ruler. Together they will be like warriors in battle, trampling down the mud of the streets. They will fight like, because the Lord is with them, and they will put horsemen to shame. I will strengthen the horse of Judah and deliver the house of Joseph. I will restore them because I have compassion on them, and they will be as though I had never rejected them. For I am Yahweh their God, and I will answer them. Ephraim will be like a warrior, and their hearts will be glad as if with wine. Their children will see it and be glad. Their hearts will rejoice in Yahweh. I will whistle and gather them because I have redeemed them. They will be as numerous as they once were. Though I sow them among the nations, they will remember me. In the distant lands, they and their children will live and return. I will bring them back from the land of Egypt, and gather them from Syria. I will bring them to the land of Gilead and to Lebanon, but it will not be enough for them. Yahweh will pass through the sea of distress and strike the waves of the sea. All the depths of the Nile will dry up. The pride of Syria will be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt will come to an end. I will strengthen them in Yahweh, and they will march in his name. This is Yahweh's declaration. Amen. Good morning, children. Today we are learning about the prophet Zechariah. He was sent to encourage the people to finish rebuilding the temple of God, but he also encouraged the people to rebuild a relationship with God and truly worship him. Today we read chapter 9 and 10 of the book of Zechariah. The title is Judgment of Zion's Enemies. So who is giving the judgment, children? Let's look at chapter 9, verse 1. In the book of Zechariah, chapter 9, verse 1, it says that the word of the Lord. Yes, the Lord is giving judgment. The judgment is toward the land of Hadrach, Damascus, Hamath, Tyre, Sidon, Ashkelon, Gaza, Ekron, Ashkelon, Ashdod, and Philistines. But in the midst of the judgment oracle, God shows mercy. He says that God will remove the blood from enemies' mouth and remove detestable things from between their teeth. and they will become a remnant for God. They will be considered as one of the clan in Judah. Our God is righteous, yet with a lot of love and mercy. God wins the evil, so God's people have peace, but God also shows mercy to enemies. Isn't that great? I'm so thankful for that. The people of God are waiting for the Messiah. The verse 9 explains the coming king as the righteous and victorious, but yet humble and riding on a donkey. Does it remind you of someone? Yes, Jesus. We learned about Jesus' triumphal entry to Jerusalem, what Jesus was prophesied, and he fulfilled the promise. It seems to be very contradictory. He is strong enough to cut off the enemy, yet he brings peace to the nations. So when the leader is strong and righteous, then the peace follows. Our God is strong and righteous. Jesus will bring true peace, and his dominion will extend from sea to sea. God will bring justice, and the relationship is restored. God will save and consider God's people as jewels in a crown, the jeweled crown that sparks over God's land. God proclaims how lovely and beautiful they will be. Amen. So when the relationship is restored, then we can ask and God answers. As chapter 10, verse 1 says, ask the Lord for rain, and the Lord makes the rain clouds and gives showers of rain. Also in verse 6, God restores and answers. It says, I will strengthen the house of Judah and deliver the house of Joseph. I will restore them because I have compassion on them, and they will be as though I had never rejected them. For I am Yahweh their God, and I will answer them. God loves us, and he restores us, and he answers us. I'm so glad for this relationship, aren't you? When our relationship is restored with God, we can ask and be answered. Not only that, God will strengthen us, and we will march in his name. Yes, no matter what the circumstances seem like, we can march in the name of Jesus. Nothing can hinder us. We can go forward. This is God's declaration. It doesn't matter what I think or how I feel. God is always right. He said it, his declaration. So I will trust him. I'll be in his team. I choose Jesus because he chose me first. Amen. Children, Zechariah tells not only of God's coming judgment of sinners, but also his promise to help his people. The Bible, from beginning to end, tells the story of God's plan to defeat evil and save those who choose to follow him. Let's pray, everyone. Heavenly Father, thank you for teaching us that you are waiting for us to rebuild our relationship with you. Lord, please forgive our sins and let us have the communication of asking and receiving answers. Thank you for always loving us and taking care of us. Lord, please help us to share your truth and love to our family and friends. We love you and we thank you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.